Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. And we're going to be talking about that document that separates the United States from all other nations in the world. And that is the fact that we have a constitution that declares that we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, maintain domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare. And, of course, remember, it's provide for the common defense, but you don't provide for the general welfare, you promote the general welfare. The whole idea is to have a government where the people can be free, where the government does not provide for people from the cradle to the grave. Because a government that can provide the people from the cradle to the grave must be able to control the people from the cradle to the grave. And any government that can provide whatever you need in the way of food stamps and welfare and health care and pensions, a government that can do that must be able to take whatever you have. And that's what this is all about, is a corporate fascist society. Now, just a moment or two ago, I was listening to a news broadcast where they were announcing that they were going to get the Christian leaders of America together to try to unite the Christians behind one candidate so we could get a Christian candidate in office. And ladies and gentlemen, I hate to say it, but most of our Christian leaders are totally naive, and we hear the names of some of the people who are going to be attending, and I fear that they will make the same mistake that we made back in 1999 when I was one of about 30 Christian leaders who was called together. We wanted to pick a Republican Christian candidate to lead America. And we interviewed all of the candidates at that time. I think there were 8 candidates, and we interviewed 6 the first time. The Kucinich, Bob Smith, Steve Forbes, Gary Bauer. They were all there. Certainly Pat Buchanan, George Bush, and you know, basically, as we listened to the people, we sat around in a circle. We each asked them a question. And I will tell you that the one that worried me the most was George W. Bush. But he professed his Christian faith. He declared he was a born-again Christian. He knew exactly what to say to calm the Christian leaders of this country. And when basically they all but 3 of us, all the 30, agreed, George W. Bush, who said all the right things, was the man we should unite behind. And look what George Bush gave us. He wasn't a Christian. In fact, they had a division there at the White House for the Christians that bring them in, that slap them on the back, that flatter them. And then when they left, they would laugh and laugh at them. And of course, the man who was in charge of that, I think his name was David Coe, became so furious with, of course, the way that the Christians were actually being treated. And it was all a con game. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, most of the people who are running as Christians for the Republican nomination are con men. The only one, of course, I know personally is an honest man, is Ron Paul. I've known him for 40 years. He's an evangelical Christian, but he's not talking about Christianity. He's talking about the Constitution. He's talking about cutting spending. He's talking about out getting into more wars. All of the other candidates want to get us into a war with Iran, ladies and gentlemen, and that war is going to destroy our nation. It is going to destroy Israel. It is going to destroy Europe. And yet all of the other candidates, except Ron Paul, support going to war with Iran. Well, right now, of course, we have on the line with us Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. David, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing well, Dr. Stan, in spite of the terrible...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Of the United States. There is the power comes from the people. It doesn't come from the government. It comes from the people who are ceding to government certain powers. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, maintain domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, not provide for the general welfare, promote the general welfare. And how do you do that? You have a free society where the power of the government over the lives of the people is restricted. And there are only certain things the federal government can do. There are 18 of them, and they're listed in Article 1, Section 8. What's really so interesting, if you read articles in the New York Times, don't remember the New York Times is a mouthpiece for the Brotherhood of Darkness. It's a cult group, and the New York Times, probably the finest newspaper in America, but it is put out to control the reality of the American people. And if you read the articles about Congressman Ron Paul, what do they say? Why this man, I mean, he's just sort of a throwback to Neanderthal. He wants to support the Constitution. He wants to do away with the Federal Reserve System. He wants to take us back to a gold standard. He wants to cut back on the power of the government to provide for the people. Oh, what a terrible thing. And they certainly equate that with being a Neanderthal type of individual. And yet that's what the Constitution upholds. That is the law of our land. And, of course, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the people who controlled ABC, NBC, NBC, 90 to 95% of our media is controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness that hates the Constitution. Its loyalty is to this idea of a one-world government. That's why we, of course, have our military in 130 nations throughout the world. That's why we have 800 to 900 military bases throughout the world, because the real function of the federal government today is nothing to do with providing for the common defense and promoting the general welfare. It's all about creating this one world government, which is an occult concept that's been around for over 4,000 years, and it's coming to fruition at the present time. Well, I guess David Whitney, Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution, is just talking about the preamble to the Constitution. And remember, the function of our government is to provide for the common defense, defend America, not defend the Mideast, not defend Australia. We're just moving in troops into Australia, you know. Not defend Uganda. We're moving troops into Uganda. It's to defend the United States. Not the globalist dream, but basically the whole function of our government is to defend the United States, to promote, to provide for the common defense, but only to promote the general welfare. David, you go ahead and pick up the story, because people don't understand that if it's between providing for the common defense and defending America, and promoting the general welfare, which means people will be free so they can look after themselves. And certainly we need charity, but it has to be at the local level, not at the national level, because the government can provide for you. They've got to be able to control you. And it's all about fascism. That's what these people want. The Brotherhood of Darkness wants fascism. Go right ahead, David.
Oh, amen, Dr. Stan. I agree completely. And just to step back to one of the second purpose that spoken there in the preamble, established justice, might quickly run over that, but we need to remember that in our day, many people don't have an agreed-upon standard of justice. Our founders did. It was the laws of nature, nature's God, as they say in the Declaration of Independence, which is a direct reference to the Bible, to the Christian moral system. Establishing justice means that there is a standard of absolute fixed justice. It doesn't change. It isn't one thing one day and something else the next. And many people in our day have lost that belief that there is a fixed standard of justice. And they say, well, you know, truth is all relative. Well, no, it's not. But if they believe it's relative, then they're also going to likely not believe that there's a fixed absolute standard of justice, which is a good tool for the tyrants to be able to manipulate the people into the position they want them to be in. And as you mentioned, it's to provide for the common defense, so there is defense, not offense here, that is envisioned, not preemptive strikes, as Bush and others have fomented the idea, well, if we think somebody might possibly have something that might possibly in some way harm us in the future, well, let's go attack them now to be sure they can never use it. Well, no, no, no. It's defense, the common defense, if we are being attacked or someone is amassing on our border to attack us. And the general welfare, you point out very well, is not to provide for the general welfare. By the way, the emphasis needs to be on the word general. That is, everyone is to benefit from general welfare, not the specific welfare of any individual person or any group of people, whether by geography or whether by age or, you know, any group of people by any categorization. For example, if I would appeal to all the listeners to go speak to their congressman and get them to pass a bill that would be for my welfare. You know, let's give David Whitney, let's say $100 million. Let's take out of the federal treasury, give him $100 million, because after all, I'm going to spend it on a bunch of cars, and I'm going to spend it on a bunch of, so I'll stimulate the automobile industry, and I'll stimulate the housing industry by buying a bunch of houses, and I'll stimulate all kinds of different industries by spending that $100 million.
But it's even worse than that, David. We see how they will specifically give massive amounts of money to one specific corporation. Mm-hmm. A perfect example would be Solyndra.
Yes.
A favorite, a company that had given a lot of money to Barack Obama. And so, of course, they got a $500 million advance. You know, they just gave them guaranteed a loan for $500 million for them. And, of course, Solyndra was lying about, of course, what they were going to do. They were lying about the success. They were literally bankrupt when they were giving the government all these reports saying how well they were doing, and they were going to just be able to lower the cost of solar energy. And now they've gone bankrupt, and we're stuck with a $500 million coming from the American taxpayers, and nobody's going to go to jail for that. None of the politicians who actually had benefited from the gifts from this country, from this company, are going to be punished for giving $500 million of our money. This wasn't for the general welfare. This was for one company. And, of course, basically, government is wasteful by its very nature. Government is certainly, Government Motors, General Motors, is producing the Volt car. It's an electric car. They have put, hundreds of millions of dollars into this car. They've only sold 8,000 of them all together, and now they're having to recall them all. Basically because, of course, they burst into flames after some sort of a car accident. They've only sold 8,000 of those. They lose 10,000 on every one they buy. Now, of course, the government's bought a lot of them used by government officials. But they've invested hundreds of millions of dollars in a car that they lose $10,000 on every one they sell. That's how government works. It's wasteful by its very nature. And, we put a lot of that money in General Motors because we want to get people working. Wanted them to build new plants, and they did build new plants. In fact, one of them is just opening up right now. It's over in Uzbekistan. And then, of course, they built new plants in China. We gave them, $185 million, something like that. I think it was $85 million, something like that. $85 billion. $85 billion, so that they can open plants in Uzbekistan and China to put people to work. Well, they said, well, you didn't tell us where we're supposed to put people to work. You just gave us the money to put people to work and open new plants, and we did open them in Uzbekistan and in China. Go right ahead, David.
And that's the tragedy, you see. Whenever we allow human civil government to step outside the only the two functions that God has ordained for it. One is to establish justice, the other to defend, basically, the borders of that country. Whenever we let government do anything other than that, such as you just mentioned, playing the economic winners and losers, we're going to determine who's going to advance and who's going to be harmed by the decisions we make. Whenever government does that, it does a terrible job at it. It messes things up far worse than if, hands off, it did absolutely nothing. And that's usually the best approach. And so our founders knew that we need to limit government, and that's why crafting a constitution that severely limited the central government to only do the 18 things in Article 1, Section 8. And then beyond promoting the general welfare, the final statement of the preamble of our constitution says to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. The blessings of liberty. Now, there's a lot of details in the Constitution, and especially the Bill of Rights, that do secure the blessings of liberty, that we, the people, have a God-given right to freedom. That is, if we have not committed a crime, that is, if we have not violated the laws of nature and nature's God, and therefore are worthy of either a penalty or imprisonment or perhaps even death, if we have done nothing to violate God's law, then the civil government should basically leave us alone. It should have nothing to interfere with our lives, nothing to interfere with the exercise of our liberty, the exercise of our God-given rights as he has ordained it in his word.
And I think it's so significant to realize that we're giving up our freedom because now government's going to protect us from those wicked terrorists, the Al-Qaeda. They're over there in Afghanistan. They want to take away our freedom. All 50 of them. We got over 550,000 people were paying in Afghanistan to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda. If you doubt that is true, go onto your search engine and type in Leon Panetta, 50 members, Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan. Leon Panetta, 50 members, Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan. You'll find him telling you the truth. David, go right ahead.
Well, you know, as well as perhaps most of your listeners know, that on New Year's Eve, while many Americans were celebrating, the imposter in the White House was signing the national...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
American unborn children is going to one day have to be answered for by the American people And most people say, well, I'm not responsible. I've never had an abortion. No, but if you haven't spoken out, if you haven't been involved in this battle to preserve human life, you become certainly complicit, not necessarily because of what you've done, but because of what you haven't done. And men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And people don't understand that one reason, of course, we have all this illegal immigration being welcomed by our government is because we need to bring in the workers from south of the border and from other countries, bring them in illegally because we've killed so many of our unborn children. You see, everything you do has consequences, and basically they can't come out and tell the American people the truth, but they have to make our social welfare system work. Why you need to bring in all the unregistered, undocumented, and illegal immigrants into this country and get Social Security and Medicare payments from their employers to try to keep this whole house of cards afloat, at least for a short period of time. They know it's going to collapse. They know what we're going to do with medical care. And I will tell you, I've been told by a high government official, we're going to go into a two-tiered system of health care. They've destroyed the system. What they're going to do is set up a system where if you've got the money, you can buy a private health insurance in place of Medicare. And if you don't, why, of course, you'll be subject to the death panels. And they're going to let the people die. This never happened before. We had federal medical care. When we had local medical care, when every community had a county hospital, where we had charity care, where we had doctors who took care of people for nothing at the county hospital, I never saw a patient allowed to die simply because they couldn't afford medical care. But you're going to see that now. And that's what it's all about. After all, aren't there too many people in the world? Is there a crush of population? They really want to kill off the elderly. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you're not involved in this and doing something about what's going on, you become part of the problem. And, of course, that person who is allowed to die could be you or someone you're close to. There's no need for all the people dying of cancer. We have a war on cancer. We have more cancer we ever had. We have a war on poverty. We have more poverty. We have a war on drugs. We have more drugs. Do you honestly believe that that's happening by accident? I'd like to suggest it's not. They know exactly what they're doing. And many of the things they're actively promoting are designed to increase the incidence of cancer. Go right ahead, David.
Well, the preamble closes with the final phrase that we do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. And this demonstrates that covenantal, the contractual nature of governmental authority. And that's one of the most important things that we ought to take away from the preamble. Our government is under contract. It's like when you go down to get your car repaired. Last time I went in to get it repaired, talked about what the problems were being. Before I left, they had me sign a piece of paper. That piece of paper is the contract where I said that they could make this repair and this repair. Any change to the contract, I had to approve of. So if they called me later in the day and said, well, David, we found this, the problem you got here with your brake that we didn't agree to, will you amend the contract so we can now work on the brakes, even though when we initially started this contract, the brakes were not part of the deal. And if I agree, then the contract is amended. But if they didn't call me and say they decided to replace my transmission, and I came back at the end of the day to pick up my car, and the bill is $3,000, then what in the world? I never agreed to this. I would have recourse in the court to say I did not agree to these repairs. The contract has been violated by the repair shop, and I have a process of justice to be established. In a similar way, our contract between we the people and our federal government is this Constitution. The problem is most Americans haven't bothered to study the contract, to know the details of it, and therefore to hold their elected officials accountable, say, wait a minute, you violated the contract. I'm going to fire you from the job of being my representative in Washington, D.C. because you didn't follow the contract. First of all, that means we ought to only elect people who know the contract, know it better than we know it, and whose word we has been demonstrated that we can trust them to keep their word, to keep their oath of office, to uphold and defend the Constitution.
A recent survey showed that 11% of the pop, 11% the people believe have 11% confidence in Congress. And I ask, why do 11% of people trust the Congress? Well, they're doing such a rotten job. We'll be back in just a moment.
While the storm clouds gather all across the sea.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
The articles, the first article deals with the legislative branch of government, the second one deals with the executive branch of government, the third deals with the judicial branch of government, legal, executive, legislative, executive, judicial. Those are the first three articles. There's only seven articles of the Constitution, and you must understand our Constitution because most of our elected legislature have never learned these things. In fact, there's been an organized, orchestrated, coordinated effort at every level of education not to teach the Constitution. Most lawyers who are graduate from law school have never read the Constitution. Oh, they've read all the sorts of laws that came out and decisions by the courts, but not based upon the Constitution. You must understand our Constitution, ladies and gentlemen, because our legislators do not, and you must hold them responsible. Either that, or you must get people elected to office who believe in our Constitution, we have to have a system of values. You can't simply change things because, well, it seems like a good idea. Maybe we ought to go to war. Maybe we ought to have this new program. Maybe we ought to help people. Maybe we ought to help General Motors. Maybe we ought to help Solyndra. Maybe we ought to help this group or that group or another group. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are unconstitutional. Most of the things that go on in Washington, D.C. are unconstitutional and illegal, and nobody ever holds our legislators to the oath that they have taken. You know, you become a congressman, you swear an oath to uphold the Constitution in the similar manner that you, when you get married, you take an oath to be true to your wife. Well, of course, these people are not true to the Constitution. An awful lot of them aren't true to their wives either. And we've seen a lot of the people running for political office recently, whether it be Newt Gingrich or Mr. Kane or some of the others who have a long line of certainly adultery in their lives. Well, basically, Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution, and I'm going to ask David to tell you how you can get in touch with the Institute, and if you have a question or comment, because this is such a vitally important time, people must understand our Constitution, because if we don't have a permanent fixed set of standards, then of course there are no permanent fixed set of standards to adhere to. That's why, because the Institute of the Constitution exists, so we will know what America is about, why it's different from other countries, and why, of course, we have traitors and subversive elements at every level of our government who are doing everything they can to destroy freedom here and advance the cause of a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion with the destruction of Christianity, and installing a one-world ruler. They know what they're doing. They're subversive elements. The trouble is the average American has no idea what's really going on. If you have a question for Pastor Whitney, our number is 1-800-544-8927. Right now, Pastor, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution and how they can actually get a workbook, a plan, and begin to teach this on their own to their neighbors. We have to rekindle a belief in our Constitution and the cause of freedom, or we will certainly lose it. Go right ahead.
Oh, yes, indeed. And we've put together what we call a host kit because we know most people would be kind of a little intimidated at the thought of teaching the Constitution. And Michael Peruca and myself do a series of lectures, 12 lectures, and there's supplemental reading materials. There's a student notebook that has a thorough outline of each of those lectures, test questions, and for the person leading or hosting the class, we give them a host manual that gives answers to each of the test questions, suggestions about how to conduct the 12 series of classes in their community. And we're encouraged as people all over the country are taking this and seeing that people are hungry for this. I mean, people are waking up to the reality that Washington, D.C. is broken, very, very broken, and people are beginning to recognize the reason it's so broken is they're not following the Constitution. They're paying absolutely no attention to it whatsoever. The only thing that's going to force them to pay attention is when the voters say, I know what the Constitution says, I know what you've done in office, I know what you stand for, what your promises as a politician are, and I'm not going to vote for you because you are not constitutional. So we encourage people to get a hold of our host kit. You can call us toll-free at Institute on the Constitution. That toll-free number is 1-866-730-9796. And that toll-free number again to get a hold of Institute on the Constitution and order your host kit is 1-866-730-9796. Or you can go to our website. Our website's called The American View, all one word, theamericanview.com. Just click on the button for the store there and go to the host kit. Order your host kit. And this is an excellent time to begin a class because people are seeing the debates taking place among the Republicans running for office, and they're hearing the startup and the ramp up for the campaign. And this is a time when everybody should be learning the Constitution because they can begin evaluating all of the candidates based on the fixed standard of our Constitution. They can hear the promises of one candidate and compare them to the promises of another and you know, what the person's going to do when they're, you know, all these things need to be evaluated by a standard, and that fixed standard is our United States Constitution. Our host kit contains everything you need to conduct the class, the videos on DVD, student notebook, host notebook, and we, as Institute on the Constitution, knowing that many people, as they venture out into conducting a class for the first time, one of the biggest fears they have is that somebody's going to raise their hand in their class, ask a question they don't have the answer to. I have a housewife I know doing a class this past fall, and the very first session, she discovered one of her students was a lawyer. She was pretty intimidated, but we told her, look, if a question is raised that you don't have the answer, say this. That's an excellent question. I will get an answer back to you next week. And then either call us or email us at Institute on the Constitution. We will get you an answer that you can then share with your class, even if it's not part of the notes in the notebook or even part of the lecture, something that's outside of the materials we prepared. We'll get you that help you need to successfully conduct your class. And you can, every American citizen can do this. We've made it a turnkey system that you can take it off the shelf and begin conducting classes in your community. And we're in a desperate state right now where we need every American on the grassroots level spreading the word about our Constitution, or else freedom and liberty will shortly be lost.
Amen to that. Well, let's go to Bill, who's calling us from the great state of Washington. Hi, Bill. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I'm wondering about... why is it that, why is it that the United States basically can do all of these wicked things for so many decades in foreign countries, and then they can do all the things you described about aborting and whatnot, and then this just continues for so many years, and yet basically it seems that people still have civil liberties. I mean, nobody's shutting down the radio shows or anything, you know. I'm just wondering about how can a nation that has become so wicked continue to have a free society? It kind of seems to me like a contradiction.
Well, let me, do you want to answer that, David? Do you want me to answer
sure.
that?
Well, let me give you my view on what's taking place. Right. God's judgment ultimately will fall upon our land if there is not very sincere repentance for all of the evils, abortion and the evil things that we've done in other nations. And while it appears that liberty is still somewhat alive, this radio program is taking place and hasn't been shut down off the air yet. What we see with the National Defense Authorization Act is they now have in place, not legally, it's unconstitutional, it's illegal completely, but they have stated in their terms of what they call legal, the plan to end liberty in America, that anyone who is a dissenter, anyone who objects to what Washington, D.C. is doing, objects to the wars, objects to abortion, objects to anything that the government does or wants to do, they can round them up, put them in the concentration camps, and get rid of them from society altogether. So our liberty is hanging by a thread at this point in time, is what I would say.
Well, let me tell you, Bill, the reason for it is because if they were to clamp down their dictatorship, the whole system would collapse. They need the military and financial power of the United States to enslave the rest of the world. So we're simply enjoying some element of freedom in this country. Because, of course, they need us. If they realize if they act too fast, the American people will wake up. But let me point out that in America today, one of every 103 adults is in prison. In America today, one of every 33 American adults is in prison, probation, or parole. And let me point out that one of every three young black men, 21 to 31, is in prison, probation, or parole. We're nowhere near as free as you think you are. And remember, of course, everybody in America has a number. They're getting their cameras up every place. Everybody has a card. Everything you buy with that card is being followed. They're keeping dossiers on you, the FBI, the CIA, DARPA, Office of Homeland Security, and all of those dossiers are being correlated to the Fusion Centers, that's F-U-S-I-O-N. Go up on the internet and take a look at them. They're not imaginary, they're real. Every one of your telephone calls, emails, and faxes is being monitored. And of course, they're following people with GPS. They have software in your cell phone so they can listen to it even when it's turned off. Recently, they found that Apple, if you have an iPhone, why? Of course, it has software in there so it can track your movements. And the people at Apple said, oh, shush, we have no idea how that software got into our program. Oh, what a mistake it is to put, we can't imagine who they got over. We're going to take it out. A bill, we're living on borrowed time. So help us get the word out, okay? You're right, we've become an evil nation, and God is going to bring his judgment on unless the American people are willing to take a stand for righteousness. God bless, and thanks for calling. Let's go to Ron, who's calling from Washington State. Ron, do you have a question or comment? Ron, do you have a question or comment? Well, I guess we lost Ron there, so... If you're out there and you have a question or comment for David, our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And no, Ron? Okay, go right ahead, Pastor David, with me.
Well, as we were talking before about the function of the Senate was actually to represent the state legislatures and the wishes of the state legislatures. The states were to have a very powerful check upon the federal government and its actions in the legislative branch. And this worked very effectively, although when it was altered by the 17th Amendment, there was all kinds of hue and cry, oh, there's all kinds of problems with it, and there's all kinds of corruption now. Nothing like what we have today in terms of corruption. But the power of the state legislator to recall, essentially, a senator any time was known by all of those who served in the Senate. I think of Daniel Webster from Massachusetts. He knew what the state legislature wanted him to do in terms of a vote that was going to come before the Senate. And he knew he was opposed. Morally, he was opposed. He felt it was the wrong thing to do. And he could not in good conscience vote as his state legislature, the state of Massachusetts, wanted him to vote. So what did he do? He did the only right thing. He resigned. Instead of voting his conscience, which would have been the right thing for him to do, but to do so, to vote against what the state legislature of Massachusetts wanted them to do, he knew that his duty was to resign and allow the state legislature to appoint someone who would express their wishes on the floor of the Senate in the votes that were cast. And it was well understood that a state could recall any of their senators at any time for any reason whatsoever. It was they who were really in control of the Senate, which means consider just a spending bill, for example. If a spending bill is going to go through, and the structure of taxation was there was no federal system of raising revenue, there was no IRS, the tax bill was sent to the state, which means the state legislature had to vote on how that those taxes were going to be raised in their state. So the state legislature essentially became the tax collector for the state that was going to send this money to the federal government. Well, those state legislators knew their job was on the line for the spending that was going to be done on the federal level, and if they allowed the federal government to spend foolishly, they were going to have to take it out of the blood, sweat, and tears of the people of their state, and if the people of their state weren't happy with the federal spending, the state legislator would lose his job. He'd be voted out the next time. So much more powerful system of check and balance between the federal government and state government, state being a powerful check on the federal government, and the people being able to stop things that they knew were not good for them or for their state, to stop them through the Senate. The Senate would be that check upon the power of the federal government. And when we look at the history of what happened in Washington, D.C. after the 17th Amendment, 1915, when now senators were no longer appointed by the state legislature. They were just elected popularly. What happened is an explosion of programs, an explosion of spending, an explosion of the grasping and expansion of power in Washington, D.C. You see, the state legislatures have been able to hold the federal government in check to keep it small, to keep it limited, to keep it to the terms of the Constitution. There were various violations of certainly that took place, but they were able to keep it fairly under control. And once that check of the state legislature had over the Senate, once that check was removed in 1915, then we see it, a gargantuan explosion of the Washington, D.C. invading every area of life and taking powers to itself that are so obviously and blatantly unconstitutional. Even a grade school child that would read through the Constitution could say, oh, we know that we've given them no such power to do all these things and to spend all this money.
But I think it's so important that to see what the government is doing today. They don't want to raise taxes. The people get unhappy. So what do? Why, they simply borrow the money. 43 cents out of every dollar the federal government spent is borrowed money. We just keep borrowing and borrowing and borrowing and borrowing. The Obama administration is going to increase the national debt by $5 trillion in less than 4 years. This is a road to the destruction of our nation. The Obama administration, the people, the bankers that put Obama in power, people of the Brotherhood of Darkness, want to destroy our nation, and they're in the process of doing it. Well, we have Ron calling from Washington State. Ron, do you have a question?
Well, yeah, I just have a question. I've been involved in this a competition program about the Constitution that's being conducted with high schools.
Right.
It's called We the People. And I don't know if Pastor David Whitney has heard anything about that program or not.
Yes, I have. And one of the concerns I have is that oftentimes what takes place in the public school is...
Hold that thought. Pastor David, go right ahead.
Often what happens in the public school, as Dr. Stan, you were saying earlier, is that...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com.
Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Understand these principles. If citizens won't do that, then you'll have no one to blame but yourself when we lose our liberties, which we will lose them. You can be certain of that if we don't stand up and take the necessary steps. The first of which, educate yourself, your family, your circle of friends, your church, your community, and we encourage you to do that by getting a host kit. Call us at 866-730-9796 or go to our website, theamericanview.com.
God bless. Thank you. My best to Michael Peruca. God bless. Thanks so much. Well, of course, that's Pastor David Mindy of the Institute of the Constitution. And certainly, we fully support what they're doing. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you're not getting the people to understand the Constitution, then you are part of the problem. And remember, men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And what our government is doing throughout the world is evil. We've killed almost 1 million people over in Iraq. I don't know how many hundreds of thousands in Afghanistan. And basically, of course, our policies of genocide in Africa were vaccinating the people and, of course, producing sterility in the people and introducing things into many of the vaccines that will produce cancer. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, all sorts of things. Worldwide vaccine programs are not aimed at helping the population, but simply of reducing the population. In fact, we had a caller recently from Idaho who actually at one time worked at one of the councils, I think was in Kenya. And as she was talking to one of the officials there about AIDS, and she said, well, certainly, what's AIDS all about? And of course, the man in charge there said, well, certainly it's all about population control. We're going to kill off most of the population with AIDS, and then we're going to simply repopulate Africa. And Chris talking about with white people. There really is a racist element to so much what's going on. You need to get our material on planned population reduction. Planned population reduction talk I gave, or none dare call it genocide, or you can read my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, but I'll have to admit that when I wrote that book, I did not understand that AIDS is a man-made disease. If you doubt that, read the book, Full Disclosure, and you can link to it from our website. One of the men who was involved with creating the disease was dying of cancer, so he told Dr. Gary Glum the story, and that's the story of Full Disclosure. Of course, then, of course, the IRS and all the government agencies came down on Gary Glum because you're not supposed to get the truth out. We carry Don Scott's book, and I believe Don recently died, but we carry his book entitled AIDS, the Crime Beyond Belief. AIDS, the Crime Beyond Belief. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, there really are evil and wicked people out there who actually create new diseases, and they want to kill off the majority of the world's population. And if you don't take a stand, then you may well be one of the people, one of their victims. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Now, basically, I want to point out that the things we're talking about seem so nebulous. How could we document this? Well, I want you to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. I want you to read it and reread it and read it again. It will take you into the people who rule the world and what energizes them. Why would anybody want to kill off the majority of the people in the world? And of course, if you haven't seen the Georgia Guidestones, go up to the internet, look them up. The Georgia Guidestones, where they openly talk about the idea of killing off over 90% of the world's population. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival for our leaders, our ministers, but please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. And we're going to be back in a few moments and on ACN as well. for the next hour of the program.
Far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming in from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Kennedy, certainly one of our favorite guests. And William, of course, is one of the people who has analyzed what's going on and come to the same conclusion I have, that there really are powerful secret and occult forces out there, sinister forces that have a different agenda, which is so foreign to what the average individual can believe in. Why is there an occult emblem on the back of the dollar bill? The pyramid cap on the all-seeing eye has nothing to do with America. What does America have to do with a pyramid, an Egyptian pyramid with a capstone floating over the top of this? In fact, somebody sent me a material that comes from the Air Force Academy, where the material given to our cadets for the Air Force. What is it? Exactly the same symbol. This is an ancient mystical symbol of the ancient secret societies. It's been around for 5,000 years. And, of course, if you'd like to get some documentation on that, we have actually an interview with Professor Carol Quigley, who taught at Princeton and at Yale. And it was at Georgetown when he met his most famous student, a man named William Jefferson Clinton, who was to become the President of the United States. But Professor Quigley, in this talk, and of course it's an interview he gave with a reporter from the Washington Post, talks about how all these crazy right-wingers show him this emblem on the back of the dollar bill and tell him it's a symbol of the Illuminati, and he scoffs at the idea. And he says, that emblem has been around for 6,000 years. Well, I don't know about 6,000 years, but it's certainly been around for over 4,000 years. But the average individual doesn't ask, why do we see this symbol so many places? I mean, it's a symbol of modern-day masonry, but modern-day masonry is simply a modern-day manifestation of the ancient mystery religion and esoteric societies, and their plan for the world is coming to fruition at this very time in world history. William Kennedy, you pick up the story.
Well, Dr. Stan, thank you for having me on Radio Liberty, and people can go to my webpage, williamhkennedy.com, and I have a new article out called The Allies and the Occult, The Best Kept Secret of World War II. And what I do in this article is I look at how the major players of the government of the Allies, that's Roosevelt, Truman, Churchill, and Stalin, were all heavily influenced by the occult and by psychics.
And don't forget Hitler and Himmler and Hess and all of the people in the German side. The people on both sides were all influenced by people involved in the occult. And until people understand that Winston Churchill was a Druid and a Mason, and the good press he's always had is because he was part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. If the truth about Winston Churchill be told, he would be one of the greatest villains of history. But the truth will never be told. Go right ahead, William.
Well, Dr. Stan, Winston Churchill in particular, I target him in my article, and it's quite strange. All during World War II, he used various psychics. He used a woman named Helen Duncan, who was a medium. And what he would do with Helen Duncan is have her try and spy on the Germans through psychic means.
Okay, fine. Hang on there, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back in just a moment with William Kennedy to give you the side of what's really going on today that nobody wants to talk about, and that is the fact that there really are people dedicated to the supernatural. Go right ahead.
Well, Winston Churchill used this woman, Helen Duncan, as a psychic. Now, what happened to Helen Duncan in 1941, she correctly advertised that the SS Barnum had been sunk at sea before the British government released the information to the general public. And Helen Duncan was arrested in 1944 under the 1731 Witchcraft Act. Now, there's a book, I have a link to it on my webpage at williamhkennedy.com, which says that Winston Churchill was using her throughout the war, and when she got arrested and thrown in jail for fraud and witchcraft, he wrote a letter to the Home Secretary complaining about it. Churchill was saturated with the occult. One of his major generals, Lord Dowding, who headed up the RAF and won the Battle of Britain, he used to go to psychics regularly, including a psychic named Joseph Benjamin. And after the war in the 40s and 50s, Joseph Benjamin used to bill himself in the newspaper as Winston's favorite psychic because of his work during World War II. Now, you'll never see any of this in any documentaries or books on Churchill or Roosevelt or Truman because it's been edited out of the official history of the United States. It's quite stunning and startling that they have left all of this out. Roosevelt used a psychic named Jean Dixon, who was a crystal ball reader, and he had her in the White House two times in 1944, right before he died. Now, his successor, Harry Truman, who was a 33rd degree Freemason, he also used Jean Dixon's services on two occasions, and he also used the services of another psychic named Kenny Kingston to do reading. Now, Truman's daughter, Margaret Truman, wrote a book about her parents, and she also pointed out that her parents thought that the White House was haunted and that Truman himself was visited by poltergeists on a regular basis. This is their daughter came out with this story. Quite stunning. So when you look at the people on the Allied side, during World War II, they were just as heavily and deeply and utterly involved in the occult as much as anyone in the Third Reich or in Italy or Japan. Our side was on allied itself with occult forces. And this was really, when you look at it, World War II was...
William, I want you to hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly William is pointing out the fact that Winston Churchill was deeply involved in the occult and used astrologers on a regular basis, and several people in the British military that here in the United States. Why, of course, FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, was involved with the occult. He had Jean Dixon to the White House twice during the 1944 period, shortly before he died, that Harry Truman, and he was involved with the occult. In fact, William simply quotes from the book written by Margaret Truman, Harry's daughter. who talks about how they really believed, of course, the White House was haunted, that Harry had visits from the poltergeists and other spiritual beings when he was there in the White House. And you say, well, if this is true, why everybody would know it? Ladies and gentlemen, it isn't. Occasionally something will come forward, like, for instance, the story about Nancy Reagan, the fact that Nancy Reagan visited the astrologers regularly. You will never hear it, though, mentioned that Ronald Reagan was also deeply involved in astrology. Oh, Ronald, of course, it wouldn't be that. Of course he would be. But your idea of who Ronald Reagan really was has been created by the media, and they control largely what you think and what you believe. But so many of our national leaders have been involved with the occult in one means or another. Certainly we know that it was Hillary Clinton. When she first got to the White House, she invited Gene Dixon, that same Gene Dixon, to the White House to conjure up the spirits of Mohandas Gandhi and Eleanor Roosevelt, who was also deeply involved in the occult. Why would Hillary Clinton, our current Secretary of State, directing America's foreign policy, be inviting a psychic to the White House back in Sydney, 1993? To conjure up spirits? Because you cannot understand anything going on today unless you understand the supernatural forces at work at the highest level of our society. And go right ahead, William.
Well, Dr. Stan, two people who worked closely with Churchill were out-and-out Satanists and students of Aleister Crowley. One of them was Maxwell Knight, who was the head of Secret Service counterintelligence during World War II. He was a former disciple of Aleister Crowley's, and he also was involved with several ritual magic groups. Now, who worked for him was a man named Ian Fleming, who was a British Secret Service agent, who later on went on to write the James Bond novels. It's the same Ian Fleming. Well, Ian Fleming was the go-between between Aleister Crowley and Winston Churchill and the higher-ups in the British government during World War II. And when Rudolf Hess escaped from Germany and landed in Scotland and surrendered, Ian Fleming wanted Aleister Crowley to go up and interrogate him to see what he knew about occult things, but Churchill decided just to throw Hess in prison, so that never went through. The other person who worked on almost a daily basis with Churchill was a man named Dennis Wheatley. And Dennis Wheatley was an wing commander. He was like a super general. He was also the number one horror and science fiction writer of the 1930s. Only Agatha Christie outsold him. He was the Stephen King of the 1930s. And he was Churchill. Part of what he did was military strategy, but the other half was propaganda. And he did things like he dropped leaflets over Germany that gave predictions from Nostradamus that the Germans were going to lose. He had a psychic, a woman he hired through Maxwell Knight to try and spy on the Germans using remote viewing or out-of-the-body experiences to see what they were doing. So even the people in the war office and the war rooms who were deciding strategy for the United Kingdom were heavily involved with the occult. I mean, Lord Dowding, who I mentioned earlier, he claimed to get information about the Germans from dead British pilots he met during seances. So we're looking at some deeply creepy stuff. And as I was saying earlier, World War II was actually a war between occult secret societies, and the people involved with them were just using their individual governments as a cover, including Joseph Stalin, who regularly met with the psychic Wolf Messing in order to spy on the Germans and his enemies. When Wolf Messing died in 1972, he was given a state funeral, a hero's funeral. So right there, even the alleged communist and atheist, Joseph Stalin, was heavily involved with the occult using a psychic. As I say, you can get all this information for free at williamhkennedy.com. The article is called The Allies and the Occult.
And I think it's so important, ladies and gentlemen, that you understand that the foundation of communism was in the occult. We carry a book called Marx and Satan. Karl Marx was deeply involved in Satan, the father of modern-day communism. But why should we be surprised? Go up on the Internet and look up Gorbachev and the occult, and you'll find out that, of course, Gorbachev is deeply involved in the occult. We carry up a book by a fellow named Peterson, I believe it is, and it's called the name escapes me now, but Peterson's book, Unusual People, Unusual Times, something like that. If you want to, it's carried in our research section of our catalog, not the regular catalog, because we don't want people to accuse us of carrying occult books. We make them available, and of course it goes into the background of Gorbachev in the occult. This gentleman was actually recruited into the occult by a gentleman named David Rockefeller. He was actually deeply involved in the occult movement, thanks to David Rockefeller's involvement. So these things are not imaginary. They're really very real. And if you haven't read David Rockefeller's memoirs, which we have, where he will tell you how his daughters go down to visit with Fidel Castro, how Fidel Castro comes up to visit with him, David Rockefeller, how David Rockefeller admits on page 405 he belongs to a secret cabal, which is conspiring with others throughout the world. Those are his words, not mine. Conspiring with others throughout the world to bring about a new, more integrated and organized world government, one world, if you will. Those are his words. Conspiring with others around the world. What if David Rockefeller wrote that, the richest man in America, the most powerful man in America, the permanent honorary chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, the permanent honorary chairman of the Trilateral Commission. Why doesn't anybody ever tell you that? Well, Glenn Beck did actually come forward on his program one time and actually gave that quotation from David Rockefeller. And a few weeks later, Glenn Beck was looking for a job. You are not allowed to put this information out on the general media. Reason we can do it here is we buy the time. Fortunately, we do have people in this network you're listening to tonight who agree with us, who understand we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political and ideological battlefield, and are willing to sell us the time so we can bring you the truth. But the general public will never hear these things, which is why I think that what we have is a very unique message. But, William, you go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, in my article, another person I look at during World War II was Vice President Henry A. Wallace, who was Roosevelt's second vice president right before Truman. And he had been the Secretary of Agriculture at one time. Now, Henry Wallace was, again, deeply involved in theosophy and the occult. He had an occult master named Nicholas Roerich, who he called Guru. He used that Eastern term to describe him. And Wallace, in 1935, when he was with the Department of Agriculture, actually signed the Banner and Pact of Peace with 22 Latin American countries. And what this pact said is that this 23 countries would operate as a single unit under a single economy with the goal of bringing the rest of the world into it. So Henry Wallace was looking for a one world government way back in 1935. Now, in 1943, he wrote a book, Century of the Common Man, in which he depicted himself as a dictator of a globalist socialist utopia in the 1950s. Now, the Democratic Party, he was very flaky. They got rid of him. They replaced him with Truman. He ran for president in 1948 under the Progressive Party, but his letters to Roerich came out, and H.R. Mencken dubbed him the Swami, and they made fun of him, which pretty much ended his political career. But He was deeply involved in the occult, and he only missed out by being president by 82 days when Roosevelt died. He was replaced by Truman. 82 days later, Roosevelt died, and Truman was in. So we're looking at a very deep occult trends amongst the leadership of our country during the Second World War. Now, it's very bizarre. Dwight Eisenhower kept up the practice. In 1953, Andrew Pearson, in his gossip column called The Washington Merry-Go-Round, pointed out that Jean Dixon, again, was a regular visitor to the White House, and that she had been advising the Eisenhowers since 1943 for over 10 years. Now, you don't think someone like a character as Eisenhower using a crystal ball gazer in the White House to decide foreign policy. This is a very, very, frightening thing. Later on, Richard Nixon used Jean Dixon on several occasions at the White House. And it's even logged in the Secret Service records. On September 19, 1972, Gene Dixon was advising Reagan in the office from 3:27 to 3:42 p.m. So he didn't even hide too much.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Go right ahead with him.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
north of where I live, up in Santa Rosa. And basically, of course, we have their writings where they talk about how they revere the owl. And, of course, the owl is their titular deity. The owl is their titular duty. A deity, they revere the owl. We have the publications put out by the Bohemian Grove. I don't think anybody else has them at all. We'd be glad to send you a few pages from them if you'd like to know what the Bohemian Grove is really all about. And certainly the book I was referring to earlier is called Extraordinary Beings, Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary Beings. Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary Beings. Written by Wayne Peterson, a government bureaucrat, a government key diplomat, held key positions in government. He tells, of course, about Gorbachev and the occult. That's Mikhail Gorbachev. He also talks about how he himself was recruited by a man named David Rockefeller. This book was available through Amazon, or you can get it through Radio Liberty. Understand, nothing is the way you've been taught. This is never mentioned in college. The last thing that they want you to understand is the supernatural element of what goes on, the fact that many of our world leaders are deeply involved in the occult. And certainly William has an excellent essay, and we'll tell you in a little bit how to get it. Going into the occult influence, certainly on the Allies during the Second World War, and not simply Nazis, but people on our side, Winston Churchill, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Stalin, all deeply involved in the occult. In fact, most world leaders are, in one way or another, affiliated with the occult organizations. And the fact that you've never heard that simply is a reflection of the degree of control that exists today of what the American people think. Before we get back from the break, William is going to tell you how you can get his article, which has the documentation. Go right ahead, William.
It's williamhkennedy.com, williamhkennedy.com. It's free material. There's lots of stuff there on occult history. And please come and enjoy it, williamhkennedy.com.
Okay, fine. Go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, another thing that when you look at World War II is the United States used occult propaganda on its own people. The MGM Studios released 4 documentary movies, 11-minute shorts, that used to play between the newsreel and the regular feature on the prophet Nostradamus. There was enough of occultism amongst the general population that they did a major propaganda scheme using Hollywood to make it look like Nostradamus, who died like 400 or 500 years ago, that he had predicted the defeat of Mussolini and Hitler. Now, these movies were very popular and very effective. The one made in 1941, more about Nostradamus, was actually nominated for an Academy Award. The next 3 films that came out, one of them that came out in 1944, on its cover, it has a picture of Nostradamus, and in the background, it shows Hitler getting his throat cut. You can see these movie posters at williamhkennedy.com right on the Allies in the Occult article. And it's quite amazing because these Nostradamus occult propaganda films were so effective that they were still making them as late as 1955. They made 2 of them in the 1950s, most of which looked at the Soviet Union and showed that the Soviet Union was eventually going to fall and American democracy would win. Again, they were using the French prophet and psychic Nostradamus for propaganda reasons during World War II and during the Cold War. And these movies went out to virtually every theater in the country. So they had occult indoctrination being used amongst millions of people, most of whom were primed for it because of movies in the 30s like Dracula and The Mummy and Frankenstein. There was already an occult feeling in the United States. And the Allies tapped into this in these MGM Nostradamus films.
I think it's important that we see a lot of this now in the History Channel, Truth. There are a lot of things out there about Satanism, but they're not telling you that our leaders are involved in this, that the Council on Foreign Relations, which is the invisible government, Trilogy Commission, Bilderbergers, are all tied into the occult. Or that certainly in 2004, both presidential candidates, George Bush and John Kerry, came from the same occult Luciferian organization.
While the storm clouds gather far across the field, let us swear.
Well, William, you go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's quite amazing the occult saturation that has come about in American culture. A lot of people trace this to the 1960s and the hippie movement, but my studies show that this was already the case in the 1940s and 50s, especially when you look at these Nostradamus propaganda films from World War II and the Cold War. It's quite shocking that the government would go to these lengths to indoctrinate people in an Allied victory using a 500-year-old dead French psychic. Very, very bizarre, very odd stuff. Now, it gets even weirder during World War II when you consider that George Patton, you know, one of our greatest generals, he was heavily influenced by the occult. He believed that in reincarnation, he had thought he had been born as a warrior over many centuries, and this was just his current manifestation. He also had a psychic on his staff who he talked about, but he would never give the man's name, and he used this psychic actually to decide war strategy. So there again, even amongst our military, you have this occult belief. Douglas MacArthur, who was a 33rd degree Freemason, when he was forced to retreat to Australia, what he did is he started a black propaganda campaign against the Japanese and started dropping occult leaflets over Japanese territory in order to spook the Japanese, who are highly superstitious. He sent them flyers that had evil demons on them to kind of demoralize them. So occultism is also used as a weapon of black propaganda against the enemy, your enemies. And it's quite strange. They also printed up some fake magazines in England of a popular astrology magazine, and they dropped them over Germany. And in this, it said that the Germans would definitely lose the war. Now, it gets even more bizarre. The Prime Minister of Canada, Mackenzie King, during World War II, was another high-ranking Freemason. And while he was Prime Minister of Canada during the war, he used to go to a psychic who used to channel his dead mother and his dead pets. He also claimed to talk to the spirits of Roosevelt after Roosevelt had died. He was the Prime Minister of Canada for 20 years, Mackenzie King. And when he
hold
died...
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Well, said the argument. Guess is William H. Kennedy, and because William is just going into the background of so many of our political leaders being involved in the occult, and whether it be Nancy Reagan and Ronald were both deeply involved in astrology. And if you doubt that, you need to get the book What Did Joan Say, written by Joan Quigley, who was the astrologer who directed the White House during the Reagan years. Most people don't understand that. They think it was just Nancy involved with the with astrology. Because we're supposed to believe Ronald Reagan was an evangelical Christian. Well, this is what they want the evangelical Christians to believe. But then we follow the subsequent presidents, and you find that the next president was George Herbert Walker Bush. He was a member of the occult Bohemian Grove, a member of the Luciferian Skull and Bone Society, a member of the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, and the Bilderberger Group, all of which have their foundations in the occult. And then he was followed, of course, by Bill Clinton, who was involved in the occult, as was Hillary, who invited Cindy, Jane Dixon to come to the White House to conjure up spirits when they first moved in, spirits of Sidney, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Mohandas Gandhi. And then, of course, the next president was George Herbert Walker, George W. Bush, and he was a member of the Luciferian Skull and Bone Society. He's a member of the Bohemian Grove, which basically... their titular deity is the owl, and they have a reverence for the specific deity, the owl. And we have their writings where they actually say that. Nobody will tell you what this is all about. The occult works at the highest levels of our government because our leaders have turned against God. Well, before we go on, William, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get to your material. And certainly we do carry William's book, The Satanic Crimes. We have a four-tape set of my interviews with William called Satanic Crimes. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. This is an excellent book. Gets into the background of the Bilderbergers and the pedophile network that permeates every aspect of our society today. It gets right into the Bilderberger Organization, its extensive pedophile network throughout Europe. Telephone number, if you have a question for William, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. William, go ahead and get your information out and tell people how they can get in touch with you and get to your website and get the great, and I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is a great website. Go ahead.
It's WilliamHKennedy.com, WilliamHKennedy.com, and I have thousands of free documentary films on occult history, secret societies, Satanism. I also have some very practical multimedia pages on homeschooling, survivalist resources, and some other things that are useful in these very difficult academic and economic times. Now, our academic establishment is really behind a lot of the problems that we're having in our country right now. Just the way they censor out things like we're talking about today, how the leaders of World War II were heavily involved in the occult. You will not see this in a U.S. history book. You will not see this on American Experience, their show PBS. I watched their episodes on Roosevelt, Truman, and Eisenhower, and they didn't even mention that these men were using psychics. We are being dumbed down deliberately, and we must educate ourselves. Now, WilliamHKennedy.com is a great place to start because I have all of the information that they are omitting from the minds of average U.S. citizens.
And let me just comment once again, if you have a question for William, the number to call would be 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for William on this subject, this is vitally important because this is one thing that people never mention. Why don't they mention it? Because the last thing they want the American people to understand is that we are involved not in a political war, not in a cultural battle or an ideological battle. We're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. If you have a question for William, who's one of the best informed people in the nation, 1-800-1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Go right ahead, William.
Well, Dr. Stan, when you consider that in our country today, that the people on top of our economic pyramid are involved in these occult organizations, you had mentioned the Rockefellers earlier. Two of the biggest things that the Rockefellers built in New York, one was a church in Manhattan, and the other was the Cloisters Medieval Art Museum. Now, the church they built on Manhattan actually has a statue of Charles Darwin in the middle of it. It's a secular church, And at the Cloisters Medieval Museum of Art, which the Rockefeller family built and funds to this day, it is actually not medieval art, it's actually medieval occult art. They have the largest collection of unicorn tapestries in the world. They're quite beautiful. They have the oldest chalice in Christianity, which was believed to be the Holy Grail. They have a narwhal's horn, which they believe is a unicorn's horn. In medieval times, if you dip that in your drink, you'd live forever. So the Rockefellers have this very bizarre thing where they built a secular church, and they also built an occult kind of church in the Cloisters Museum of Art. If anyone's ever on Manhattan, go see both of these things, especially the Cloisters. The scary thing about the Cloisters is there's not much Christianity in it. It's mostly mythological things from medieval times, which have very heavily occult overtones.
Well, don't forget that, of course, they bought the property where the United Nations building is situated. They helped to build the United Nations building there in New York. And what most people don't know is the site that they picked. This is described in a book called The First Woman, The First Woman of the World by Robert Mueller. First Woman, First Lady of the World, I forgot which one, but Robert Mueller, a long-time Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations, writes this book, and it's a fictional book. But what is the significance of the site where the United Nations is built? Well, first of all, it is a very important site from the point of view of the Indians, because they believe their mystical powers there. The American Indians believe this was a mystical power. And then that site was used as a slaughterhouse, and the blood of millions of cattle was allowed, of course, to seep into the sand. And that is why they picked this site, symbolizing death and destruction and horror and blood. That is where the United Nations building is built today. And there's not one person in 10,000 who's ever heard that story. It comes from Robert Mueller's book, The First Lady of the World. Go ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, that's a very good point. And what people don't realize is that the United Nations, they have a very bizarre occult chapel right at the United Nations. And it's funded by this group of people who want to take all the religions and make a one-world religion, under the argument that if there's a one-world religion, people won't fight. Well, what they don't realize is that civil wars are always the most vicious, historically speaking. So there was this unbelievable movement towards a one-world government. We're already in a one-world economy, because debt will follow you anywhere you go. If I go move to Russia, my credit card bills in the United States would follow me there. If I went to China, my credit card bills would follow me there. So we're already in a one-world economy. There's no two ways about it. Now, what I think these people are trying to do is eventually they'll put up some kind of one-world leader. I don't know when this will be or who it will be or if it will be in my lifetime, but certainly the organizational structure for a one-world leader is already being put into place. It's been worked on since World War II. So I don't know. Again, people ask me, is this the Antichrist? Well, if you read the Bible, there'll actually be a series of Antichrists, all who try and do some horrible things until there's a final Antichrist. So we got to expect some bad people even before the Antichrist gets here. So my point being is I'm not making predictions on what year or date or whatever, or the Mayan calendar or anything like that. What I am saying, however, is we are moving towards a one-world government, and human beings, we always want an alpha male. We always want one male in charge. We're kind of a herd. We have a herd mentality like that, and that's where we're going. And this person, this one-world leader, he will appear as a good person who promised to solve all the world's problems, war and hunger. But what he will do is he will actually make these problems much worse in the long run. So we as citizens with rights still left, we must fight for what civil rights we have, and we must spread American-style civil rights all over the world in our form of democracy. If we do not, these robber barons and politicians, most of whom are in league with evil, will eventually destroy us.
Well, I would rather spread our Republican ideas rather than the Democrat. Go right ahead with him. Again, I tell him.
A democracy. The world's safer democracy in that sense, as Woodrow Wilson said, not in a political party of Republicans or Democrats.
Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a question on this subject. But this is vitally important. There really is a world occult movement out there. There really are people who can tap into the supernatural. And of course, if you read the Bible, you're told, avoid astrology. Avoid mediums, avoid the diviners, avoid the fortune tellers, because of course God knew how fascinating this is, and there really is this supernatural power out there, and people tend to be drawn towards it, because there's power and wealth to be obtained, but of course at the cost of your eternal soul. So understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle. We have to understand where our protection comes from, and nothing we can do can protect us. But the Lord can, and we're going to have to learn increasingly to rely upon our Lord. And incidentally, if you're not reading the Bible regularly, and perhaps you're not even a Christian, you listen to our programs because, well, they're interesting, we hope that you get out the book of John and start reading the book of John. And then, of course, we do hope, of course, you'll perhaps get some of our DVDs put out by Pastor Billy Crone. We think they're excellent because they all end up with a personal invitation to come to have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's quickly go to line two here, where we have Herman calling from Carmel. Herman, did you have a question or comment?
Yes, I have a question for Mr. Kennedy. You pointed out the occultic connections with our presidents of the past using astrology and crystal balls and so forth. Romney's possible running for president concern you? Now, the Mormon Church has occultic roots.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to speak up, Herman. We can't quite understand you. What are you going to say?
Yeah, are you concerned about Mitt Romney's Mormon faith?
All right, the question then, William, are you concerned about Mitt Romney's Mormon faith as he is being propelled towards the presidency?
Yes, I am, because what the Mormons believe, Mormons have Da Vinci Code type beliefs. Joseph Smith, the founder of Mormonism, believed that he was a direct descendant of Jesus Christ and Mary Magdalene, and he believed that he should have been made king of the United States. He wanted his own army. Mormonism is a deviant Christian religion. Their idea of Jesus is a created being. He's not God. I'm very concerned with Mitt Romney being our president because of the infernal political ambitions of the founder of Mormonism, Joseph Smith. His follower, Brigham Young, they actually went out to Utah because it was no man's land. It wasn't part of the United States. And they're monarchists. They ultimately want to set up a kingdom with a Mormon as king. So, and Mormonism is saturated with Freemasonry and occultism as well. So I really hope Mitt Romney doesn't become president of the United States. He was governor of my state, Massachusetts, and he was never here. So that's another issue. But I guess I do have a problem with a Mormon being president. I honestly do.
Well, first of all, of course, Mormonism came out of Masonry. Certainly, Brigham Young was, and Joseph Smith were both Masons. Now, basically, of course, their basic belief is this. As Christ was, I am. As Christ is, I can become. As Christ is, I can become. They honestly believe that you can become a god. And that, of course, is the message that was put forward in the Garden of Eden. I think Mormons are wonderful people. I never met a Mormon I didn't like. But the theology is wrong because they believe they can become a god. And that, of course, is the lie that's been put forward by Satan since the Garden of Eden. Does that answer your question, Herman?
Yes, it does.
And anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
Well, I'll just ask the question, Mr. Kennedy. Would you be concerned if we had a person with a Muslim faith as president?
It depends on what branch of Islam, but we're primarily a Christian person. I don't think a Muslim could ever get elected to the president.
Unless his name was Barack Obama and he pretended to be a Christian. If you go to my webpage, radioliberty.com, to the section other videos around the internet, and you scroll down, you'll actually see Barack Hussein Obama talking about my Muslim faith.
No professed Muslim who's running, they'd have to pretend to be Christian.
That's exactly what it's all a lie, it's all perception. But you'll actually see other DVDs of him bowing 90 degrees before the king of Saudi Arabia. And there's a great deal of evidence that Barack Hussein Obama is a Muslim. He has told people he's a Muslim, but he's always been in confidence. If you listen to some of our interviews with Avi Lipkin, he will tell you about the times and the people. Certainly his wife is an interpreter for the Israeli government. And Barack Obama has told key people in the Middle East that he is a covert Muslim. And one day soon, America will be a Muslim nation. Our guest this evening has been William Kennedy. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up the program. William, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. I just want people out there to know.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com.
many decades, these great United States.
Yeah, interested in what he has to say. Remember that one book we talked about? It's called Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary Beings by Wayne Peterson, a high government diplomat here in the United States, who was recruited into government service by a man named David Rockefeller. Wayne Peterson's deeply involved in the occult. He goes into the background of Mikhail Gorbachev and his occult involvement. This is not imaginary, it's real, but you can go all the way back to Karl Marx. We carry the book Marx and Satan. Marx and Satan. Karl Marx was involved in the occult, as certainly was Stalin and so many of the communist leaders in the past and to this very day. But then, of course, this is the foundation of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It's simple, it's easy to read, but you need the information there to begin to understand what's going on. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You need to certainly get our talks on the dark secret, on the forbidden secret, and the syllabuses that go with that. The dark secret, the forbidden secret. You need to get my talk on the world revolution and the book that goes with that, Memoirs by David Rockefeller. You need to get my interview, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. And then the books that go with that, certainly by Professor Sutton, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. And to understand, of course, who hit what really happened as far as Hitler is concerned and how he was financed and brought to power by people in the West. After all, we had to have an enemy, we had to have a war, so we had to create an enemy and arm him. You need Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler by Professor Sutton. America's Nazi Secret. America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus. You need to get my four-tape set of interviews with John Loftus. The War Against the Jews. We have Charles Higham's book, Trading with the Enemy. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, the question is asked, how was Adolf Hitler coming to power in 1933 to a bankrupt German economy with an army that couldn't fight its way out of a paper bag? How was it that 3 years later they were able to invade the Rhineland in violation of the Treaty of Versailles, and 2 years after that, invade Austria and then invade the Sudetenland? Well, of course, you can get the book Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, written by Bill Clinton's mentor, Professor Carol Quigley. Or certainly, if you'd like to, Chris, we'll be glad to send you a copy of the letter. You'll have to request it by William Dodd, the American ambassador to Germany in 1936, writing to Colonel House, asking, why are 100 American corporations here actually building the weapons for Adolf Hitler? I mean, the people over there don't want a war. Nobody wants a war. There's no profit to be made. Why are 100 American corporations here in Germany building the weapons for Adolf Hitler? And that's why you really need to get the information. It is available from Radio Liberty. The letter will send it to you for free if you want a copy. But we hope you get this information. Get the other books. Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, America's Nazi Secret, and then Trading with the Enemy by Charles Higham. And understand, once again, we've created the best enemy money could buy. Who financed the North Vietnamese all during the Vietnam War? Why, we did. You need to get the DVD, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, my interview with Professor Sutton. My telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for Radio Liberty, our permission and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be brave.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is the year 2012.